excerpts from Agnes Parsons' diary, April 22, 1912, Washington, D.C. Late in the afternoon, Abdu'l-Bahá walked. A Persian dinner cooked by Mirza Sohrab was served by Abdu'l-Bahá around 8 o'clock. The appointment hour was 7:30, but they say a Persian dinner is never on time. Abdu'l-Bahá served and talked while the others ate. See the promulgation of universal peace. There were present Sayyida Sa'adullah, Mirza Mahmud, Ali Kuli Khan, and Secretary Dr. Farid, Dr. Getzinger, Mirza Sohrab, Mr. Rimi, and Mr. Joseph Hanan. After dinner, Abdu'l-Bahá dictated answers to cablegrams that have recently come on account of the Feast of Rizwan. I asked if these cablegrams were to be destroyed. Would you like to have them, he asked. I told him I would, and Dr. Farid had promised to translate them. Mr. Parsons had his Persian costume brought down. It was much admired. One of the Persians who examined it said the embroidery was very beautiful and at least 300 or 400 years old. Mrs. Randolph returned at about 10 to play piano for Abdu'l-Bahá. The party went into a large room, but Abdu'l-Bahá went into the little room, where his dinner was served, and he preferred hearing the music at a distance. Juliet Thompson, who had telephoned me of her arrival, came in, and Abdu'l-Bahá invited her to sit with him. "Eat, eat," he said. So a plate was brought, and she shared the meal with him. Abdu'l-Bahá said Mrs. Randolph's music was very good, then jokingly said, "Ask Dr. Getzinger to sing now. He sings like a canary." Dr. Randolph came for Mrs. Randolph. Abdu'l-Bahá asked that he sit by him, and he spoke of the healing power of music. In the belief of the ancient Persians, certain airs were supposed to be healing to tuberculosis in its early stages. Also, the subject of Rand Kennedy's play, The Terrible Meek, were commented upon. Mr. Kennedy had persuaded Abdu'l-Bahá to see the play in New York. Abdu'l-Bahá said, if instead of making it sensational, he had taken certain incidences of the life of Christ, the play would have had great value. Then Abdu'l-Bahá touched on the salient points in the life of Christ in a most wonderful manner. I omitted to say that instead of finger bowls at dinner, a Persian or Eastern basin and ewer, which I borrowed from Mrs. Richardson, were passed around, the servant carrying the towel on her arm. This is the custom in Persia. During the evening, Mr. Parsons asked me to put on the Persian costume and show it to Abdu'l-Bahá. As I came into the room, he laughed and shouted, "Mrs. Hemrick, the costume has many bright colors."